Hello, Crushlings. Today we are talking with Amy Spinks. She's an award-winning photographer for film and TV. I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here with us today, Amy. I'm super excited to talk to you.
Thank you very much for having me. It's wonderful to have a chat with you as well. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I've been following you on Instagram and looking at all your beautiful photography that you do. You have a very, very sharp eye. I noticed
Thank
that
you.
if I'm reading all your information correctly, you've been doing what you're doing, unit still photography for film and TV, for at least 9 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I was quite lucky in that I knew what I wanted to do straight out of finishing my photography degree. So I went straight into it, which I think is quite rare with this line of work, because a lot of photographers don't know my job exists, and it's often something that kind of people fall into accidentally a little bit later on in life. So I feel very fortunate to have been able to start quite young at it.
That's great. I didn't even know, honestly, I didn't know that there was such a thing as one person who would come in and do what you do on a show or a film or whatever. I didn't even know that was a thing. So that was something for me to learn. Did you go to school for photography? Is that something that, or is something that you just knew how to do on your own?
So I did go to arts college and do a photography degree. And I would say that to be a professional photographer, you obviously have to understand how to take a technically well-shot photograph. You need to have time to experiment and be exposed to brilliant photographers to inspire you. I don't necessarily think that you have to go the formal education route for it,
right. Because
there are so many resources out there for you to be able to learn and practice yourself, that I think if this is something that you really, really want to do, there are other routes to getting there rather than time and cost expense of formal education.
Right, definitely. Okay, so I'd love to ask you about your image approval software. Can you talk to us about that? I know you're the founder of it. It's I know that your tagline says taking the stress out of talent approvals for your production. What exactly is that?
So I've worked on a number of independent feature films, and I would have producers coming up to me and asking me, how do you sort out your approvals of images for actors? Because a very common thing these days is for actors to have what is called approvals rights over their images.
Okay.
So imagine you're a producer, and imagine that your photographer has shot 10,000 stills, and you've got five actors who can all kill a different percentage of their images. It's just an absolute nightmare to manage.
Okay.
And most people were doing it manually. And I'm very fortunate that I have a husband who runs a software agency. So we put our heads together and we thought, there's a real problem in this industry that we can hopefully provide a solution to. So we built this online platform so that actors can log in, view all of the images that were taken of them over the course of production, and kill or approve the shots that they don't like. And the platform automatically tracks their kills and their percentages and doesn't allow them to go over that allotted amount. So it just takes so many man hours and levels of stress out of the whole process as it was done traditionally.
Yeah, it sounds like, especially if it was done manually, that sounds like a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. So how are you able to actually break into the industry? Because I know people, even actors, people have trouble getting on board. I know it's said that you've worked with clearly stars, but Netflix, HBO, Liongate, I mean, that's kind of amazing.
Thank you. It's hard. You've got to put in the work. I didn't know anybody in the industry prior to getting in, and it was just a case of, in the early days, getting involved with student films, independent short films, where all you're getting paid is pizza and bus fare.
Mm-hmm.
And building up a little bit of a portfolio there, and then gradually approaching the next bigger production, and then using what you shoot from there to approach a slightly bigger production again. And you kind of, you just have to be persistent, and you have
right.
to have a lot of confidence in yourself, which is quite difficult as an artist,
because
you are always your own biggest critic. But thankfully, I had a very supportive now husband, then boyfriend, who really did push me to aim high and gave me the confidence to go for it, and I'm very glad that he did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mostly familiar with the work that you've done on Outlander, which is clearly, like, obviously my obsession. I love the books and I love the show. Can we talk a little bit about your experiences being the photographer for that show and, like, what a typical day would be like, how you interact with the cast, or that kind of thing? If you could walk us through a little bit of that.
Absolutely. So I love Outlander. It's such an amazing show to be a part of.
It is.
Cast and the crew, I think they're incredible. And it really is a photographer's dream to be on a set like that. We have the most amazing production designers, cinematographers doing the most amazing lighting. And as a photographer, you feel really spoiled to walk on a set like that, and just anything you point your camera at is going to be beautiful.
Right.
And the performances from the cast are fantastic.
They are.
So I do feel very privileged to have been a part of it. But in terms of kind of what the day-to-day would be, I would go to set, and basically I will be trying to capture stills of everything that is being filmed, so that the production has standalone high-quality frames that they can put out for their marketing, because you can't use screen grabs because the quality isn't that great.
Right.
But another reason why many people don't know that my job exists, I think most people assume that it is a screen grab. So as well as shooting what the filming cameras are getting, we'll also document the sets, the costumes, the props, get those lovely behind-the-scenes moments when the cast are laughing and joking, to kind of create that community and that buzz. And it's great that stars use so much of my images, because a lot of production can be quite, they don't often put out a huge selection of images, but stars really know that the fans are hungry for it, so it's great to see them constantly putting out.
Yeah, I as a fan, I love to see, you know, any little tidbit. I love to, you know, see it, view it. If it's a video, you know, listen to the little clips. I love the behind the scenes, or like you were saying, like when they're not necessarily, then they're just hanging out or having a coffee and laughing. Like, everybody loves that.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's it humanizes them a little bit more, because you can see that, you see the person behind the character.
Right.
And I think that's a really nice insight for the fans to have.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I'm guessing, like, a day on set would be, like, a long day for you. Do you have time to, like, have you been able to get to know some of the cast, you know, that kind of thing, or?
Yeah, so the way I work is, when I go on to each new job, you've got to find out how the cast like to work, because different actors have different ways that they like to work with their stills photographer. So some are super friendly and will just chat to you all day long. Richard Rankin is a keen photographer, so he and I would chat all the time about cameras and tech talk and things like that. And then you have some actors who want to stay in the zone. So I'll give them a little bit more space so that they can kind of stay in that that character mentality for them. So, yeah, it's really important to figure out how each actor likes to work at the start of the job and kind of respect that process.
Right, absolutely. No, I agree. I would definitely think if somebody wants to stay in character, you would kind of have to, like, kind of move around them carefully.
Yes.
Definitely.
Method actors are, particularly if it's a dark kind of character, that can be tricky to navigate. I think a strong skill set for a photographer to have is to be able to go into a room and read it and know who's in it.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah, and know when to walk away.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that. Yeah, judgment would probably be something you would need to have. Absolutely. So let's talk about, I've seen a couple times people have written, or it's been written, that you have a nickname. They call you Ninja because you have a way of, like, inserting yourself quietly or smallly into a scene so you can get the right shot. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So before I got into photography, I used to want to be a stuntwoman.
Oh, that's right. I did read that.
Yeah, I've always been interested in things like that. And at the moment, when I'm not working, I train in competitive pole sports. So I'm quite nimble, I'm quite flexible. So it's very easy for me to kind of stealth my way into a very, very tightly cramped scene and make myself very, very small. Which again, it's quite a handy skill to have as a stills photographer, because often, you know, out of all the shooting crew, you're probably the first person to be asked to leave if the space is tight, right, or if it's a tricky scene. So it's really advantageous if you know how to blend in, not getting in the way. Mm-hmm. And if it's something like, so the Battle of Culloden scene in season 3 of right. Outlander, was this amazing battle sequence, and we've got explosions and horses and, you know, stunt fighters, and it's absolute madness, and you've got to be able to dance around all of that and dance around the camera operator, the boom op, right, and the focus puller. So I think ninja came from just the way I move on set, which I take as a compliment, so I'm very
absolutely
happy with that.
Yeah, that's a great nickname, and I think it's very interesting that you wanted to be a stunt woman and then you went to photography. That's super cool.
It's a bit of a change, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we have a friend locally who does some acting in some shows and various movies. He's been, you know, just a small actor, doesn't really have any speaking parts, but he's really like into the stuntmen thing, the stunt people, and he's friends with them, and he has all these like interesting stories. Like it's an incredible profession, and also extremely dangerous.
Oh yes, I think I'm always in awe of the performers, and whenever last summer I worked on an action movie called The Old Guard, which is coming out on Netflix this July.
Yeah, I just saw some of your shots with Charlize Theron. That's awesome.
Oh, she was fantastic to work with, and just the whole, that was the first time I've done an action movie, and it was just incredible.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I think because I've got that appreciation for the martial arts side of things and the acrobatics,
right,
when I'm just watching these stunt guys, and Charlize as well, who did a lot of her own stunts and fight sequences.
Oh, yeah? That's awesome.
It just excites me. I love shooting it, and I love watching it.
Yeah, well, I kind of like her anyhow. She's an interesting actor, and, you know, she has a nice look, and I like any, like, action movie with a woman. I'm like, finally, it's not all men, you know?
Oh, yes, and she is quite possibly the best actor I've ever worked with.
Oh, wow.
Level of professionalism on set is outstanding, and the way she respects the crew as well. Like,
right.
I came away from that job utterly inspired by her.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. What a great experience. I'm kind of jealous. That sounds awesome. I'd love to meet her. She's awesome. But I've actually have heard that there's a tone and a level of professionalism on Outlander as well. You know, like I watched a Q&A the other day online between Katrina Balfe and her sister Anne Marie Balfe, and her sister was asking her, you know, like what the tone is and how you are on set or whatever, and she said that the main actors really set the tone for everybody there, and that she's gone above and beyond, like her and Sam Heughan, to treat everybody well, and not just the other actors they're working with, but like anyone on the set, anyone they work with. And so I've never heard anything negative about any of the actors there because of that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's really important, because when you're working on a production, you are in super close quarters with, you know, dozens of people at a time, you know, for 12 plus hours.
Right.
And it is so important that everybody gets on and that the morale is high, because
right,
it is hard work, it's crazy hours, and it is so important that you've got a team, both from the cast and the crew side,
yeah,
who work together and see it as a collaboration.
Right. Well, yeah, absolutely. And I know that some of the smaller actors who've been Outlander said they had such a great experience because everybody treated them with such respect and they were so professional. And like, that was one of the best acting jobs they ever had. And I thought, well, you know, that speaks a lot to like that whole show, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you know, I can't help it. I just keep coming back to Outlander because I just love it. I love it so much. I do. I just literally mailed the first 4 novels from Diana Gabaldon's Outlander collection to one of my girlfriends. I was like, you just need these books here. So
amazing.
Right, right?
I'm really happy that they've so they've brought out an official guide to seasons 3 and 4.
Yes.
And I just bought that recently, and it's great seeing all my work in print, because
yes,
as a photographer, like, a lot of the way, I think once you get to a certain level, the way that you kind of celebrate your work is through exhibitions, book printing, competitions, and things like that.
Okay.
Whereas with unit stills photographers, we don't own the rights to our work. It's all the IPR goes directly to the production.
Okay.
So this is actually the first time I've been able to see a body of my work in a book. So I'm over the moon that they put that together.
Yeah. Were you really excited to see it?
Oh, yes. It's always interesting as well seeing what images get picked.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of a shooting day, I'll have a few hundred images, and I will highlight kind of my favorite 50 or so. And like, hey, guys, you know, I think these are the best ones to use. And it's always then interesting to see which ones they use when they bring it out for the publicity run, and to see kind of what their eye on things is, because you get a little bit attached to your own work, I guess.
Oh, sure.
It was interesting to see how other people select the images.
Yeah, I have both. I have the first book and then the second one that you're talking about, and I love those books too. And it, like you said, it's wonderful to see it all laid out like that. You know, it's just incredible. I mean, and the work, I mean, the photography is incredible. I mean, I hate to keep saying you have such a sharp eye, but I mean, I think you're really in the right job, because man, it is just spot on. And you feel so much from your photographs. You can like really, you know, like it evokes emotion. So you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I think it's, it's a collaboration with everybody who is involved, because, you know, my shots wouldn't look anywhere near as good if, you know, the set wasn't great, if the acting wasn't great,
right,
if the lighting wasn't great. It all comes together.
Right.
And, it's a real team project as a production.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with you. But I think that, you know, if you don't have the right photographer, then you're still going to miss, like, the important shots and the beauty of it. So, I mean, you do. I mean, it's just, I'm really excited to talk to you. Can you tell?
Awesome.
It's just really neat. And I just thank you so much for, you know, being open to me sending you a message through Instagram and, you know, finding time in your schedule to talk to me. Like, I just love it. And, you know, I have a lot of Outlander fan friends, and I'm definitely going to have them listen to my broadcast when we put you on. And I'll let you know what day we decide to run the interview. I mean, it's probably going to be a bad time for you to listen, but I will send you a copy of this interview after our rebroadcast. So
that would be wicked. Thank you very much, Jude.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much. And I just, I'm definitely going to keep following you on Instagram. It's so interesting to see everything you're doing. And I just
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I just thank you so much for your time. This has just been an absolute pleasure.
Likewise. I appreciate you offering to interview me. I'm glad that I'm interesting enough.
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are. All right. Well, Amy, thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a great night. And, you know, reach out to me if you need anything. And I will definitely be sending the interview to you shortly. I'll let you know when it's going to air. So then it'll be like sent out like a few days after that. So.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Judy. You have a great day.
You too, dear. Thank you so much. Bye.
Take care. Bye.